The National Guild of Hypnotists would like to welcome you to this session, which was recorded live at the NGH Convention and Educational Conference held August 12th through 14th, 2011 in Marlborough, Massachusetts. This recording is designed to provide the actual presentation and is distributed with the understanding that the opinions of the speakers are not necessarily those of NGH. This recording is copyright 2011, National Guild of Hypnotists. We take you now to Marlborough, Massachusetts, where the session is about to begin.
Okay, well, thank you, Francois, for putting this up on the board. You all have the number, the name. My name is Julie Gerland, those of you who don't know. And our website, holisticparentingprogram.com.
Holistic Parenting Program.
That's what I said, holisticparentingprogram.com. And for those of you who didn't get it, holisticparentingprogram.com. Great. Well, I'm really delighted once again to be back here to share with you something which is a lifelong passion for me. And I hope to give you a little taste of the importance of this subject, because we are all affected, absolutely all of us. How many of you are worried about the world situation right now? Not worried?
I'm not worried.
Not worried, okay.
Oh, not worried.
Concerned?
I wouldn't use the word worried.
Not worried, okay.
Attention to it.
Yeah.
We are worried or not worried?
I mean,
how many of you are, I said?
I'm worried.
Or concerned? Yeah. Worried?
Aware.
Aware.
Yeah. I'm worried.
Worried, yeah.
It's not about the economy. No.
Okay.
I'm not worried about the economy. No,
I'm worried about the next generation.
You're concerned.
Absolutely concerned, yeah. Because what's happening is affecting us all now. The world has become a global village.
Yeah.
And 30 years ago, I was young, idealistic. I'm still young and idealistic. But I was really asking myself, how can we live on this planet healthily, happily, in abundance, and to have a human family worldwide? I even went to the United Nations in New York and worked for an NGO called Planetary Citizens, where we gave out planetary passports. I was absolutely convinced, as I am today, that it's possible. But I didn't know how to start, how to get going to really make a difference. So I went into all kinds of different things, from setting up a children's center in the slums in Hong Kong, where I'm from, to going to the United Nations and thinking, well, it's starting at the top, to working through different types of education, health. And every time I went down an avenue, I came to a chicken and egg situation and said, well, wait a minute, this is just not going to work. Until in 1982, so that's what, nearly 30 years ago, I came across a book from a spiritual teacher called Education Begins Before Birth. And when I read this book, this little book, in the middle of it, it said, if we were to look after pregnant women, within two generations, that's just 50 years, we could close our prisons and close our hospitals. I just cried. And I said, that's it. That is what I must do. So a few months later, fortunately, thanks to a Canadian psychiatrist, Dr. Thomas Verney, he brought out the science, the beginning of the science 30 years ago, with a groundbreaking book called The Secret Life of the Unborn Child. And this is still a classic, although he started a whole movement to studying the impact of what the mother lives during pregnancy and how that affects the growing, developing baby in utero and the long-term consequences. These two books together, I said, that's it. Now I can go out and change the world and we can close our prisons and close our hospitals. Well, look where we are today. We're not there yet, are we? We've gone down a very, very slippery slope. The thing is that we know. We now have 30 years of science between early 80s and now as to what the mother lives and the impact of that. In Time magazine at the end of last year, I think it was September, October, Time magazine ran a book review. Full front page of Time magazine was a pregnant woman, beautiful image, of a book that had come out called Origins. How the first 9 months of your life affect the rest of your life. I really recommend reading it. Because now there is absolutely no excuse. We have now files and files and data banks bursting with information. What we need to do is to apply this. I now represent a non-governmental organization at the United Nations with a special consultative status with the Economic and Social Council of the UN to bring this information to government level. I'm going to tell you a little bit about what we know, the impact, and how we as hypnotists can be most effective with this knowledge to bring about the types of society that I'm sure all of us would love to live in and certainly love to bring about for the next generations, so that you can feel empowered to know it is possible. We just need to do it. That's all. And now working with the government level, it is about political will. It's not about knowing what to do. Make no mistake about that. It's absolutely clear. Okay? So what do we know? We now know that by the time a baby is born, newborn baby is born, that baby has already lived 9 months of constant hypnosis. 9 months of constant hypnosis. I'm going to tell you a little story. About 15 years ago, my brother invited me to visit him in the UK. And he had two young children and said, oh, I hope you don't mind, tomorrow we're going to go to a birthday party with the kids. I said, fantastic, great. We went to this party. There must have been about 10, 12 kids all playing together. And we, the adults, sat together and just talked amongst ourselves. And I just noticed, as we all did, the behavior of these children. All of them played happily and normally, except one. One little boy whose behavior was noticeably totally different from the others. And at one time, he actually tried to swing like Tarzan on the drapes, plus other things. And so at the end of the day, we said goodbye to everybody, get in the car, we start driving down the highway, and my brother looks across to me and he's driving and he said, you know, did you have a nice day? So I said, yeah, it was really nice, thank you. So he said, I wonder if you noticed anything different about little Johnny. So knowing me a little bit and my experience with this period of life, I said to him, yeah. And he said, what? And I said, do you really want to know? I'm careful now when I give out information. There's nothing more powerful than the truth. And so he swallowed and said, yeah, I really want to know. So I said, well, it's very clear. This little boy was conceived by drunken parents. He slammed on the brakes, almost provoked an accident, almost...